karma karo.
कर्म करो ऐसे भाई तुम पड़े न फिर
परफॉर्म सच कर्म दैट यू डोंट हैव टू रिपेंट लेटर ऑन
पड़े न फिर पछताना करो ऐसे भाई तुम पड़े न फिर पछताना पड़े न फिर पछताना कर्म करो ऐसे भाई तुम पड़े न फिर पछताना पड़े न फिर पछताना एक दिन तो धर्म
को
पड़ेगा मुख दिखलाना
You'll have to face the Ramraj
पड़ेगा मुख दिखलाना एक दिन तो धर्मराज को पड़ेगा मुख दिखलाना पड़ेगा मुख दिखलाना कर्म करो ऐसे भाई तुम पड़े
Perform such karma that you don't have to repent later
फिर पछताना कर्म करो ऐसे कर्म करो कर्म करो कर्म करो मन में औरों के लिए तुम शुभ संकल्प चलाओ
हैव प्योर थॉट्स फॉर एवरीवन Somebody who defames you, make them yours. With your eyes, don't see anything bad that you have to put your face down. That you have to cast your eyes down.
पछताना कर्म करो भाई कर्म करो कर्म करो भाई कर्म करो
Thank you. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Good morning. Hamari jaisi morning.
The morning that we celebrate.
Aaj ki duniya mein kiski bhi nahi hoti.
People in the world don't celebrate the morning the way we do.
Savera hote hi.
As soon as it's the dawn, the father, the mother wakes us up. So the Supreme Being in the form of the mother wakes us up as soon as it's dawn. And we are so good that in a second we wake up. It's not that the mother has to keep on coming to you and say, wake up, wake up, wake up. No, we are such good children of God that we instantly wake up. He gives you a signal, child, wake up. And so your eyes awaken. Is this what happens? If the mother doesn't wake the children up properly, then the father would show a stern eye. Now what are you doing? Don't you wake the children up? And the children of God, they wake up and they sit in front of God and remember Him with love. And then God gives them lots of love. And so this mother and father, we won't find anyone like them throughout the whole cycle. And so what did Baba say in the Murali today? That Shiv Baba comes and tells Brahma Baba that your 84th birth is now finished. It's coming to an end. And so he understood that the Mahabharata war is about to begin. From the beginning, it started in those days, 1936. And so what you're listening to today, in today's Murali, Baba had told us from beforehand, and now you are seeing all of that earthquake, blood, bombs. And so every day I hear there's news of bombs everywhere. And so the impossible is happening. And so where is money being wasted? Because the money is being wasted in the military and bombs. Money is being used to kill human beings, not to feed people. For to feed people, they have no money. They want to kill themselves, and they're ready to kill themselves and also kill others. And so on the one hand, you've got the fire of lust. On the other hand, you've got the fire of anger. Both have kept very good friendship between them. Where there is lust, where there is anger, what is that? It's those two components that has made the world into hell. Yes, of course, you've got the other companions, attachment, greed, etc. But it's anger and lust that makes the world hell. And so then Baba tells us to have this fire of love, the love for remembrance, for yoga. And this should be such that each and every sense organ. And so Baba used to say in the olden days how that each and every organ of a yogi should be cool, that it's able to and so then when your organs are cool, then you're able to color others with that whole feeling of coolness. Those other people who are all over the place, they're also able to experience that serenity and coolness. And how do you do that? Through the fire of love. That coolness comes through the fire of love. Through the rays of the sun, so the spiritual sun. The clouds absorb the water from the ocean and then they shower down. And if it was just the sun by itself, then earth would be on fire. And so even now there's just such heat everywhere. If the sun was to work by itself, then there would be fire everywhere. But it's because of the sun, and then the clouds absorb the water from the ocean and the clouds and shower. And so if there wasn't the rays of the sun, then how would the clouds absorb that water? And they do it in such a way that there's shower, the rain, there's lush in the greenery, and all the rubbish is cleansed away, and it's clean water that comes. And so who are we? Ask yourself, who are you? Are you the clouds? And so Baba says, child, my clouds come. So Baba wants you to be clouds. And so I just feel as if you're not intoxicated by who you are. Just think. Just, I would say, for 1 hour, for 1.5 hours, let go of everything and just sit. Don't allow your intellect to go into service, into work. Don't eat, it doesn't matter. Just sit. Baba used to make us do such tapasya, that intense meditation in Karachi, for 4 hours. We used to just sit still. We weren't even allowed to go to the bathroom. 4 hours. Why? Because it's the clouds that make the earth cool, and there's the lush and greenery that comes about. And that's when golden age will come about, when all the rubbish is cleansed away. And then everything will be fresh water. And so at the moment, all the reasons for illnesses is because of water, because just to drink water, it's like the water isn't good. And so in the vegetables, it's just chemicals to make them look good. And so even fruits, all on show, just to make them look good, all the chemicals are inserted in them. And so it's in show, there's just lies. There's no strength, no nourishment in those fruits. Yesterday, Anand Bhai gave me something that, Daddy, it's very good, it's very truth. Or somebody said, okay, Hansard said to Daddy that this is like, it's very good, it's real. It was a gift that Daddy must have been given. It's very true, you know, it's honest. There's nothing mixed into this component. It must have been something, gold or something. And then Anand Bhai had said that actually, no, it's completely fake. There's no... And so Daddy felt that it wasn't real, it wasn't authentic. And so she goes, Daddy's saying that don't be naive, that you're fooled. I will never be deceived. That you consider something that is fake to be real. And then some people have such habit of lying that they consider that which is real to be lie, to be fake. It's because in your mind, in your words, there's the habit to speak lies, to listen to the truth, and to relate truth. And so you attain the kingdom of the world through what you listen to and what you relate. So what are you listening to? What are you relating? And in between that, what are you thinking? So you're listening to the murli, then what are you thinking about? And then what are you relating? And so that Baba had said very clearly that when there's waste thoughts and your intellect goes here and there, that's when you yawn and you nod off. Baba used to say to us, whilst listening to the murli, if your intellect goes elsewhere, then you are not yogi-yukt, one who is accurate in yoga. You have failed. From Baba's heart, Baba won't give us the marks to pass. He won't pass you from his heart because you haven't kept that focus. And these are valuable things.
महाभारत के युद्ध का समय है.
इट इज द टाइम ऑफ द महाभारत वॉर.
यानी सारी विश्व में लड़ाई है.
दिस इज वॉर इन द होल वर्ल्ड.
कोई कोना नहीं है जहां लड़ाई न हो.
देयर इजंट अ कॉर्नर इन द वर्ल्ड वेयर देयर इजंट सम काइंड ऑफ कॉन्फ्लिक्ट.
कोई स्थान नहीं है जो इंसान अच्छा बच सके.
देयर इज नो प्लेस वेयर वन कैन सेटल डाउन सो दैट बिकॉज़ देयर इज सेफ्टी एंड सिक्योरिटी. So if you want to create that destination, that security, then allow your intellect, stabilize your intellect at the right time so that you experience the touching that this is what I have to do and this is what I shouldn't do. So the connection of the intellect. Connect the intellect to the benefactor, Father. Then you won't mix manmat in Srimat. Srimat is the elevated directions of the Father and manmat is your own personal directions of what you think is right and wrong. And that gets in between and makes, you know, tells you to do this, don't do that. But at least listen to what God has to tell you.
भगवान क्या कहता है प्रेजेंट टाइम में.
What is God telling you at the present time?
सुनेगी कौन.
Who will listen to this?
आत्मा शरीर में है.
The soul is in the body.
ग्रहण करने की
to listen, to imbibe. We know what aspect of myself that has the power to listen and imbibe. It's the intellect that has the strength. Then the mind will become peaceful and quiet. And so it's the intellect that makes the mind accept, and the mind will be like, yes, yes. And the sanskaras, your traits, your personality come up, and the intellect will be like, no, keep quiet, not now. And these sanskaras have traces of ego, arrogance, because it's in that sanskaras that the body consciousness is totally merged in that. And so your intellect will make you realize that this trait is not right. You know, I don't want that to be activated. And so in my intellect, I have three people in my intellect. Mama, Baba, and Didi. And so it's not my intellect. It's not mine. That I would say, oh, this is my idea. No. What God has taught me, my mother and father, my elders, and they have taught me how to remain cautious. Means that the teachings that you receive, just walk according to that. Then your own mind won't say anything and other people won't get in between either. And so you need to stabilize, connect the intellect in a really careful way. And to do this is to perform charity. This is a good karma. There's a lot of earning income through this. And so not for a minute, at every step, there should be earning income. You are the ones who are becoming multi-millionaires. And so at your every step, yeah, it's a big title to be multi-millionaires. So at your every step, let there be that earning, that good karma. So that the result is big. And so the treasures of virtues, where did you get this from? According to the time and according to God, you have received these treasures of virtues. And it was because of time that you... And according to a certain time, you had lost it. And now you've attained that again. And so now this understanding of how to earn, so spiritually earn your income. So Shiv Baba says through Brahma Baba, that look at this one's karma, like Brahma, and follow him. See how he does something and do it in the same way. So this time around, during Rakhi, Baba that's behind me, they put him, you know, he's on top of my head. It's good the way the chair is, no? Because it's right on top of my head. And so a lot of people have taken these photo, and they put, so it's Baba on top of my head, and I've said to them, okay, keep this photo, so whenever you face Maya, you will be able to conquer Maya, and it's Maya that makes your face all big puffed up. And so Lee took a photo of Daddy yesterday, and so keep this photo, and you will remember. So your face won't blow up, you know, it won't puff up, and it's because of Maya that we kind of fluctuate. Just look after your face. And so Baba warns you and keeps you safe. And so it's not that just at the time of Rakhi you took that drishti, that power from Baba, but if you were to do this constantly to remain close to Baba, to keep that drishti in front of you, then you will be able to be stable in that stage of soul consciousness. To keep your stage good, that's, it's like it's dignity, honor, to have an elevated stage. And so without realizing, you start to nod off. And so sit properly, you know. Sit, teach yourself how to sit properly so that you don't nod off. And again practice. Why? Because the soul is trapped in body conscious in such in body consciousness in such a way that it's become an, like an insect. You know, you don't like little ants and insects, no? And so the soul has become like that because of ego and arrogance. And so yesterday somebody asked me what to do so there's no infection. How to look after ourselves so there's no infections. If you stay with an insect, you will become like the insect. The family of insects and ants grow really fast, but the whole the Brahmin family, they don't progress. And you know, in terms of the creation of Brahmins, it's not created at such a fast speed as it is with the ants, because you keep on you give company to the Brahmins, you keep on relating all of Baba's versions, and then you make them fly spiritually. And so like a bumblebee, you know, like in pick up all everybody and then keep on just going boo boo boo, which is like relating knowledge. And Baba used to say that moths, you know, they have so much they have such sense that they take a good quality insect and keep it with them, and then keep on sort of giving that company and makes them like itself. And so insects, ants, it becomes like a golden. And so it'll keep on relating knowledge until it's able to fly. And so Baba says, even the moths and the insects are able to do this really well, but you're not able to do this well. So Baba used to call the moths child. And so to be a Brahmin teacher means to give others your company, that you make them worthy to fly. And so it does two things, picking up the insect and then keeps on flying. And so it takes that insect and takes it home and keeps on coloring the company and so making sure that the color changes. And so you have to see what's my duty in every thought, in every action. It's not that you have to keep on relating knowledge with your words, because there's no effect of words, but the impact of your thoughts. Because in your thoughts, there's purity, power. And your thoughts are filled with that intention of just to benefit. And so that's what's going to make an impact and make the other person better. So it works in such a way. Automatically it changes. The face changes.
What's a Brahmari?
So sorry, it was about a buzzing moth then. So the whole example, if I didn't get it right, sorry, it was about a buzzing moth and how it colors other insects. Anyway, and so if you want to be a good friend to yourself, then understand the significance of realization. So once we asked Mama, what effort should we make? And Mama said, child, keep your power of realization always good. And so, you know, why? My mother. And so nobody else can make you sit down and make you realize what's right and wrong, that you've made this mistake. It's like I used to always go to Mama and Baba in front of them, and I used to say, I made this mistake. And so even to you all, I always say, if I've made a mistake, then tell me, because I want to reform myself. If there is anything lacking, any weakness, then I can't do Baba's work, can I? So I want to reform myself. And so that time, I will never forget that time when Mama said to me that always keep your power of realization strong and active. And so those who are able to realize and recognize that this is a mistake I've made, then you will never have in your thoughts, it's that one's fault. So, to see other people's mistakes and not to realize your own mistake, and if somebody comes and informs you about it, then if you get hurt and if you take it wrongly, then to heal that hurt, and so if somebody is hurt, then to heal that heart so that they're not disheartened, what kind of effort is that? Body consciousness. Even if somebody gives you a signal with a lot of love, then you'll get hurt so easily and you won't be able to sleep. But your face should be such that as soon as you hear somebody giving you an awareness of if you've made a mistake or something, then it's like there should be that smile and say, no, thanks. And I have good wishes for them and for future too, that you'll be able to reform yourself. But it's arrogance, ego, and makes me say that, oh, I realize things internally, I'll change. It's impossible to change that way. It's not just that I should realize and then just, I know, I'm going to change, I'll work on it. But you need to say it, okay, I've realized this is my mistake, I need to change. You need to verbalize it. And in that, what is required is Baba's love. And so, because Baba's love is such that it's like, children should love me, that they never leave me. And I've seen Baba do this. Baba used to say that nobody should have a thought that I want to leave Baba, I want to leave the family. And that is why as much as what Baba could do, he made sure everybody was just, you know, seated in the gathering, that nobody has a thought that I want to leave, I want to go outside. It's the thought, I want to leave, that makes them go outside in terms of leave the Brahmin family. Just like when you listen to the Murli here and then when you leave, what's your state? And so your consciousness as you listen to the Murli, as you're going down the stairs, what's your consciousness like as you get back to home and looking at your relatives? What's the state of your consciousness? And if you were to leave completely, what would be your state of consciousness? And so to be powerful, strong, and I've seen the state of those who've left Baba. And I've seen how the way Baba wanted them to move along, they found it very difficult. But now they out there in their life, but they have to listen to other people and follow them. And so, but they couldn't follow that truth. And so in the world outside, it's like you have to earn, you have to spend. And here, there's nothing to spend money on. I don't need money. I don't need to keep anything in my pockets. What do I have in my pocket? But I don't know if it's still the fashion to cut pockets. They call pocket cutters. You know, they're thieves. Because if you keep the wallet in your back pocket, then the thieves will take that. And so it's like Baba has, you know, made it so light and easy that there's no problem. So one is salutations to Shiva, and secondly, Brahmins who are to become deities, that we are Brahmins today and we will become deity tomorrow, and automatically others will salute them and they will say Om Shanti.
Om Shanti, Om Shanti.
So there's greetings, you know, with the heart, that because you are changing that transformation from being ordinary to a deity. So the greetings of Om Shanti. And so what people in the world want is just a bit of blessings. And so we are Raj Rishis, the royal renunciates. And so your face should be royal, but you're a renunciate. And so it's what's sparkling, what's making you royal is that power of purity. That's what's sparkling on your face. And so then others would want to come closer to you. They will ask service from you. Other people here think a lot about planning and what to do and how to do, but just remain a royal renunciate and automatically others will become your companions and say, I want to help in this. Other people want to help. They want to cooperate. They want that company. Time is such. The people want this necessary things at the right time. Because wherever they put their foot, there's just deception. It's an ocean of sorrow out there. And so this company of peace and happiness. And so one, what you need to do is with this power of realization, check what insects, what dirt, you know, is it lust? And lust is the greatest enemy in your vision, in your perception, in your attitude. Then there won't be that spirituality and godly love. You won't be filled with that godly love because there's that attraction in your eyes, in your attitude. And so if you're still wanting and you have these desires, then what will you become? How will you become those royal renunciates? And so Baba looks at you from such a high position that this is what you are. You are royal renunciates. Rishis, the sages, you know, they don't say much, but it's just their faces. And so you also, so I'm sure, according to the right time, I will also start to speak less. And I'm trying my best to speak less. But what Baba has taught me, I want to relate it all to you. And so I'm not satisfied if I just keep it all internally. I want to also relate to you what Baba has taught me. My heart says that what Baba has related, Baba gave me a title. He gave me the title Cloud, my child Cloud, come, fill yourself with lots of water and then go out and shower on others. And so with a lot of hopes, Baba has made me a star of success. First he made me a star of hope. It's nearly 8 o'clock. What to do? I better stop. So first he kept hope in me. And so then I've had always that love to fulfill Baba's hopes. That I want to see Baba's words in a practical way outside in the world. I want to implement Baba's teachings in the world. And so this is what's made me a star of success. And so hopes, they're God's, you know, God's hopes in me. And so the whole hope is that success is already there. I don't need to worry. I don't need to think. So one who, a yogi, one who is able to understand Baba in such a way, then that yogi doesn't do service. It's not doing, but just whoever they have a connection with, they see the wonder in that relationship. And so the connection with God, and so it's God's wonder. So that in my life, I have such fortune. So there's not a sense of doing, but no, it's because of God. You know, I'm just seeing the wonders. And so I want to always remain God's. I always want to be God's companion. And so I've got this fortune of being a companion of God. Now I better keep quiet. Om Shanti. So whilst becoming quiet, I will say Om Shanti. And so the creation will be so wonderful because the one who has created is so beautiful.
बिना जो सब कुछ देखे रंग बिना जो रंग भरे.
So one who doesn't have eyes is able to see, and without any colors he colors us with his company and fills us with those colors. And this is the power of God. And how can I express what God is? Because He is the one who is incorporeal, but He is an artist. And so who is this creator? So he's a sculptor who sculpts all these images.